Finding Danny, Once a Marine, Always a Marine, Book 3, by Corey David. Narrated by Corey Astor. Chapter 1. It's a good thing I don't own a gun, Dr. Danielle Bordeaux said, as she batted at the Satan-spawned horsefly, busily driving her insane. I think a fly swatter would do the trick, said Claire Bellegarde, the woman sharing Danny's office. A really big one. Danny stopped writing again and glared at the insect. I'm not sure an Uzi would do the trick on this thing. She'd been all over the world, but there was something about Africa that seemed to make the flies bigger and more aggressive. I thought you were a pacifist. Turning back to her writing, Danny decided to ignore that, as well as the snicker that came with it. In general, she was. But she harbored a deep hatred of bugs, no matter how many legs or wings they had. Even butterflies weren't above suspicion. Tell me what you missed the most today, Claire asked. Air conditioning, Danny said, with a small smile, knowing she was being distracted. How Claire managed to stay cheerful in the worst circumstances amazed her. She was obnoxiously upbeat. Yesterday you missed chocolate the most. What was the day before? She didn't hesitate. Flushing toilets. Danny shook her head. Claire had one of those memories, the kind that came in handy most of the time, but could be a destructive weapon when she was pissed. What's the name of this village again? Claire stood at the back of the tent, cataloging slides and samples. She paused and then spelled it out. I can never pronounce it correctly. This time, the CDC had sent them to a village in South Guinea, Africa, to investigate and eradicate a strand of the Ebola virus that had ravaged the inhabitants of the area. It was day 28 of a 30-day stint. The Ebola was gone, and Danny and her team were ready to go home for some rest. Although the infected had been symptom-free for 2 weeks, they had lost nearly half the village. Something Danny couldn't get past. She was a doctor, dammit, and ridiculous as it was, and unrealistic, she took each death personally. I want a real bath, not a bucket shower, but hot water in an actual tub with bubbles and some chilled white wine, and maybe a hot guy who desperately wants to shave my legs for me, Claire said. That sounds like heaven. Danny stood to stretch some of the kinks out of her lower back when they heard the yelling, raw and intense. Terrified. All the hair stood up on her arms, and her heart rate sped up at the screaming.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?